What we learned from this motherfucking week, Jay fucking man.
I learned that Jay Smooth is a loyal ass guy, man. He's not a loyal friend. He's gonna ride for his career or job. He's not gonna ride for them niggas.
It's not even a lie, French. I didn't say lie, I say ride.
No, you're gonna ride for them, bro.
He heard lie.
Shut the fuck up, Jay, man.
So when you was working for Coke, you was not fucking with Pepsi at all.
No, nobody, what other company?
I was for Coke.
Yeah, what other company do you ride this hard for? Like, I mean, like, at what other job, like, would you fight a nigga over? Because I feel like you would fight somebody over Primerica.
How much money you made with Primerica?
The No Nonsense Show. I don't know.
Over 50K. Over 50K. No. So less than 50K. Yeah. I'm talking about since you started, not this year.
No, less than that. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like our friendship is worth more than 50K.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you haven't made over 50K, you kind of riot.
This nigga did a fucking Carl Lewis fucking national anthem.
Over 50,000 people have listened to this show.
Throughout the years it's been there.
And
this show, my ass, we've been friends since the 90s, nigga. This nigga mad as fucking me about trying to give you advice to do your homework.
Don't you better than this nigga went, what's that? What was her name about Miss Jenkins when on fucking In Living Color?
So is this what we learned, or this is another show? We did learn this though.
Nobody better ever say nothing bad about Miss Jenkins.
What we learned, guys. We gonna stay on topic.
I learned, I swear for goodness, it's fucking 5 years strong and it's fucking like clockwork. You say some fucking negative shit about fucking Primerica, Jay Smooth, it will fucking nut up. That's what I learned. I thought it was just occasionally because when we talk about your money, but this one even had nothing to do with you. This had nothing to do with clowning you and your enterprise.
You didn't even set me up.
This was someone else, Primerica, we were talking about. And the fact that we were just mentioning it, and no one even said nothing about Primerica. Your ass nutted up, boy. Do you love us like that?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I said, listen, as long as you love us like that, bro.
So one of the things that I learned as well this week is hairy pussies, you know, and I said, it ain't that bad, especially when you got a pretty looking chick. It ain't that bad.
Not bad at all.
You'll make an exception for them.
I'm attracted to it.
What we learned is that there's levels to this, man. Let's not be one all.
There's levels to everything. Nigga, stop it. Stop dissecting the shit. Don't even do that.
A little bit is okay. And a little bit more, that was a lot bit. A little bit more is okay.
That was a lot bit. And listeners, if you want me to put it in the boomer room, I will. Just let me know.
Don't fuck the boomer room with that.
I put the one in the boomer room with the hairy pussy.
So I did one. Oh, let's see.
She had a bunch of hair.
But it's gonna be an ugly bitch. It's always like that.
My point is, she's a darkie.
She's a blackie. She's from Blackieville.
She's Blackieville.
In my defense, what I'm saying is, somebody that I'm attracted to, I will be more attracted if they have that. That may not be your experience. I get it. I'm not mad at you for liking what you like.
So you thought that chick looked hotter because she had that hair underneath her arms?
Oh, you think she was hotter or she was just already hot? No, he said hotter.
He said more attractive. Those are his words.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say she was more attractive. I did not say that.
You didn't say that. You're right. I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying that she's attractive. I'm attracted to that. Not necessarily her, but just that.
That.
It's just attractive.
She was more attractive with the hair.
Doesn't bother me. Did you see what he put in there? Have you seen this fucking Goonie Goo Goo?
She's cute. She looked like Antoine Walker.
She's cute. She's cute.
That's not. She's ugly as fuck.
Is she cute? Come on, man.
She looked like one of them back in the day.
That bitch like an aborigine.
She's ugly as fuck.
Let me see.
She really do look like Antoine Walker.
I was just an ugly nigga.
Come on, man. This is what he put in the boomer. Come on, man.
I ain't fucking with him. I learned that these two niggas, meaning French Reggie and Jay Smooth, want to watch their girl get fucking her coochie crushed.
Smashed.
Just fucking Hulk smashed in a swinger session. I guess, to each his own. And he's still signing. He's still co-signing on that.
Man, you see what he's looking up over here?
Yeah, he's looking for the worst.
It's like some nut just oozing out of a hairy pussy. That's gross. Of course you can find ridiculous shit.
It look like a man throwing up. Like a homeless man
motherfucker
throwing
like,
up.
Motherfucker like they just slob and like,
it look like a homeless man throwing up.
Oh, is that shit? That's shit too.
She got boo-boo.
She just took a shit smooth.
I don't know.
What did you type in? Come on, man.
Be honest.
He must have typed in.
What's in your search field? Be honest. It's right behind the other girl.
No, what's in your search field? What'd you type? disgusting hairy motherfuckers. No, what'd you type in for the search?
it was up under here. It was up under the girl. Listen, see, it was up under the hairy chick.
I know. You posted that? I'm deleting that. That's gross. I learned that if you're a woman that happens to be Latina, ain't too much that you can't do.
Nothing. There's nothing you can't do.
Especially if you got Down syndrome.
I bet the first female president will be Latina. I'm putting the prediction on the show right now.
You're probably right.
Might even be Kid.
Yeah. I can see that. Oh, you think it's going to be an Afro-Latina?
It might be.
I think they're going to have to go all the way Mexican. I think they're going to have to go not Mexican, but
Latina,
you know,
the white Latina.
Yeah, dark hair.
Like Jennifer Lopez?
Something like that.
Nah.
Not Jennifer Lopez, because she can't have that accent.
That's too much.
Yeah, you can't talk like that.
You can't be Jenny from the block.
No, you got to talk like American. You got to sound.
No, I don't know. I think the accent is going to help them.
Nah, not in America.
No?
Nah, not in America.
What if Elizabeth Warren now says she's a Latina too?
Nah, she better not talk like it. She better not say Holmes and Essay.
What else we learned?
That there was a book that came out in 19 what?
81. Dean Kuntz.
Okay, I fucking learned that French Reggie can't say a word with two O's in it without fucking making duck lips.
I can say boo.
Boo, though. You see, you still did it. Boo. You see,
no, you're still doing it.
You're still doing it.
Say boo.
Boo. Boo.
Our lips don't move at all. Boo.
No, yeah, boo.
Boo. Boo.
No, you, when you say boo, you, when you say ooh.
You're making a kissy face. I said boo.
Both your bottom lip curls down and your upper lip curls up. You do duck lips.
Uh-oh. Boo. Uh-oh.
It was a booty call. French Reggie getting a call at after midnight. Nothing happened good after midnight.
You said
boy,
you was gonna be done recording at 12:30.
That wasn't too expensive, was it?
No, that was that was going to the DR girl.
Uh oh. No. Answer that shit. That's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Go ahead and answer.
No.
Go ahead and answer.
You're not French Reggie FaceTime.
Go ahead and answer.
They be naked.
Go ahead and answer it.
They be naked. Why is he giggling so hard?
That's a nigga.
That's that young shit though. Because you know what? If you gonna FaceTime me, you better make an appointment.
Yeah.
Don't just fucking FaceTime.
I hate that. Dudes shouldn't FaceTime dudes anyway.
At all. But people FaceTime just out of the blue.
Why did French Reggie make that face?
Because he's a FaceTime duder.
Dudes should not FaceTime dudes.
Why? You can't look at another dude?
Why are you talking
Jamie Mack right now. You're looking at his
face? We're together. We're in the same room.
So what's wrong with doing
I rarely talk to Jamie Mack on the phone, period. Much less if this nigga FaceTime in the middle of the day.
Why do I need to see? Why do you need to see your homeboy?
Don't assume that I'm available to be seen.
That's the problem with the FaceTime, random FaceTime, right? Like you just fucking... You don't know what I'm doing, but you want to be all in my shit, though.
FaceTime etiquette.
Yeah, that's an invasive thing. Like
next week, man, that's your topic. You better come up with some FaceTime.
Like, why is FaceTime a good thing for dudes or just anything? Well, the benefits of FaceTime.
There has to be rules. FaceTime a nigga.
Why the fuck made a face?
I don't see the problem with that.
Nigga, that's some gay
shit. That's weird.
How's that gay?
Fuck. Some people FaceTime and then just set the phone down. And then talk. Like, you're not looking at me. You can't see me. Nah.
That's like paying for a stripper and looking around the club. Them niggas are dead.
Yeah.
FaceTime is just calling somebody, but you can see them.
Just call
them. Why would you want to see the nigga?
Who the fuck? Because it's 21st century. We got new technology, nigga.
Why would you want to see the nigga?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
It's not things you just see. You're used to saying face-to-face interaction, so now you have it virtually.
I think this is a topic.
All right, yeah, next week we'll put it in. Next week.
That puts you on the spectrum, I think. If you FaceTime
no
a
way.
If you FaceTime
spectrum, right?
Yeah, for sure. If you FaceTime a nigga,
Let's just save it. We'll save that. That's a topic because I need to know the etiquette.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we learned that French Reggie is willing to massage your personal artifacts.
Yeah.
Your personal effects.
Yeah.
Whenever you leave on the table, he's gonna grab
He'll rub it.
And play with it.
And do all kind of shit with it. French Reggie has a thing with
He forgot it was
restless,
company.
Restless hands and leg syndrome.
Okay, but on that side of the table, you guys
have restless legs and
you do share. You do share a lot of shit together. On that side of the table, y'all share a lot. For instance, y'all tongue kiss weed together.
No, we do not.
Yes, you do.
I've never touched
weed.
I never touched weed with my tongue.
You've never touched it by mistake, even. Yep. So what do you hold?
Why would you put your tongue out?
But I'm saying like
nobody touches weed with.
So
their
you've
tongue.
Never by mistake. Even when you're rolling the weed, you don't lick it.
Oh yeah, you do.
You
lick
don't
it,
lick
Jimmy.
The weed.
Oh,
you lick the wrapper.
The wrapper. Yeah.
Oh,
but so your tongue doesn't touch it.
But you didn't got that nigga slob.
Who rolls the weed?
Yeah, we didn't roll this time.
Yeah, we didn't roll the weed. But we both have.
Y'all both have done. Yeah. So y'all both have tongue kissed the weed. No. And then the other one smoked right off the weed.
Oh, yeah. So this is why you wear that protective coat on your lip. So Vaseline is good for your lip to
keep. That ain't gonna do shit for coronavirus. Vaseline don't fuck a coronavirus.
Yeah, we're gonna hook you with that net and put that shit over here. But like Jay, in that video.
Do you know why that shot glass is in here?
Why?
Because for at the beginning of the show,
oh my God,
Prince Reggie shared the energy drink. No. Listen, not only did he get some of his 5 hour energy drink, he got a shot of it.
It's only what, 2 ounces in that motherfucker?
He had to get a shot glass to take some of it.
Hey, these niggas do shit. Y'all do shit.
They're always texting each other's phone. Always. Jimmy Mac is constantly reading for him because he can't speak English.
And he brings him alcohol to the show.
Yep.
He brings him alcohol on a regular to the show and shit like that. So
tonight he shared his phone 5 or 6 times.
Oh, wow.
He read the whole Dean Koontz shit off of French Reggie's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Then Jimmy Mac left his lip balm. First of all, he's got that Eos. That's some girl shit too.
Is it?
What?
Jimmy Mac said he could have the lip balm, but he took it back.
Yeah,
they went and smoked. He said, since we smoked, I'm gonna get my shit back. He put it on his lip. So
my mistake, left his Eos a little too far in the middle of the table. French Reggie
thought it was a nut.
He just started rubbing it on the table like a booger. He started rubbing it on the table like a booger, like he had a golf ball under his foot. Yeah, he's making it back round. Maybe like a piece of Play-Doh.
Getting rid of the rough edges.
And your Eos is what? It's like a carrot or something.
That's mango.
That's gay. Yeah. Nigga, you pick mango for your flavor of your lips?
I love that shit.
This nigga that took A-Love Eos.
Prince Reggie, mango lips are not gay on a nigga?
So true.
Because it's a fruit flavor shit. It's gay now?
True confession.
Fruity.
True confession. You use
this. What are supposed to have?
Use this Eos outside.
What are supposed to have? Sweat ice flavor?
What flavor was he supposed to have?
Sweat.
So did you ask him, could you rub your finger across and put something down on your lip?
No, I'm not going to use his Eos.
I don't know. You smoke weed behind him, nigga. It's nothing.
Why were you playing with it so much then?
Because it's like a ball. So it's like you just play with a ball. You're listening. That's what we learned.
You like playing with Jamie Mac's balls.
This is lip balm. This is not a ball.
So when you took that Eos from him,
check it out. It's not a ball. That shit is not.
It's like a nut.
You like playing with Jamie Mac's lip ball.
It's like an egg.
So when you took that from him, he started doing the footsie shit with you.
He started tapping your toes.
You know what? It's just Vapor Maxes. I don't know if you just can't feel shit or they just float because they got all that air. They just float.
Nigga, you looking attractive.
He knew that.
He just kept floating them over here.
That nigga high.
Nigga, we're a size 7. It's not like he need a lot of room.
Chill.
You were a size 7 for real?
No.
What size you were? 9?
7.5.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll catch y'all next week.